Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacy Alcorn is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Stacy's a new friend. She's an author. Her new book is called Reach. She is a blogger and has her own talk show, radio talk show, and which makes her a pretty special person in my eyes. She's an entrepreneurial expert, and she's here to talk to us about opportunity. How much is out there? Do you see? Are you watching the same opportunity ball game that I'm watching, or that others are watching? She's our new friend, Stacy Alcorn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for the opportunity.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. I enjoyed writing it and wrote it just for the reason I just talked about. Is there's so much opportunity out there, and just want to help people see it.
Did you feel when you wrote the book? Did you feel that you needed to give people a pep talk? Did you just want to talk about, share your ideas on opportunity? Or were you feeling that you were on a mission?
I felt like I was on a mission. I had recently read Sheryl Sandberg's book. Sheryl Sandberg wrote the book Lean In. It was all about just leaning into opportunity when it's presented to you. And there are a lot of people in the world that feel like there is no opportunity to lean into. So how do you create the life you want out of scratch, even if you perceive that there's nothing to lean into?
I haven't read that book, but it sounds like he may be saying what I say when I say that if you want to find opportunity, the world has it, but you have to meet the world halfway. Is that kind of what he's saying?
Absolutely. So
The world's not going to seek you out and come knock on your door. It's out there. You have to go find it.
Absolutely. And a lot of times the opportunity is staring us right in the face, and we just aren't seeing it.
Right. Exactly. One of our good friends, Norm Brodsky, says his dad told him all of his life, he said, there's $1 million under your foot, under your feet. All you got to do is lift your foot and look for it.
Absolutely. I just read a great article. In fact, there's a blog called Immigrant Millionaire. And
yeah,
it's about immigrants that came into the United States and became millionaires. And they recently did an article about four taxi drivers, New York City taxi drivers, that became millionaires and billionaires because of the opportunity they saw.
And so what's the difference between people like that? And there's a survey that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show that I know you want to talk about. But before we get to that, what do you think is the difference between someone like those guys and people who were born here, Americans, who are sort of, you know, looking around acting like there's no future for them in the marketplace?
I think sometimes when you grow up in the world of opportunity, you become blind to it. So.
Yeah.
Immigrants coming from other countries who have grown up in different circumstances where maybe there was no opportunity, when they come here, all they see is abundance and huge opportunity to just hook their wheel hitches to.
Right, I agree with you. And so wouldn't you think, though, that if, you know, we've been through a few tough years, Stacy, the last few years. Wouldn't you think that people having it tough and, you know, maybe backing up a little bit, like I have done in my career before, having to take two steps back before I could go forward again? It's happened to me before. Wouldn't you think that kind of a perspective would make people appreciate what, you know, and that if there could be opportunity if they just look for it?
Absolutely, and I know for my own businesses, in the past 7 years, I own a big real estate business in Massachusetts. I have 14 offices throughout the entire state, and most of that was built in the past 7 years, which happened to be the worst real estate and
right.
economic conditions that I've ever even experienced. But I look at it that in conditions like that, there's opportunity because there's less competition. Everybody else is psyched out and nobody else is in that building mode. And it's an opportunity for somebody like me to say, wow, I'm going to take advantage of everything that's out there.
As tough as things have been economically, America is still a land of opportunity, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, there is just so much abundance out there, and that's why I say to people that even if you feel like you have no opportunity and nothing to lean into, as they say, that it's time to get out there and start networking with people. Volunteer is one great way to do it, because if you volunteer for a church, a community, any type of organization, you surround yourself with positive people, other business people that are like-minded, and you build these networks and chains of people that want to help you and become advocates in whatever you want to reach for.
Do you think that what holds some people back is they really focus on themselves more than they do something others or something bigger than greater than themselves?
I think there's a lot of things that can hold people back. One of them is definitely focusing on themselves. And sometimes it's about who you're surrounding yourself with. We've always heard from greats like Jim Rohn and Zig Ziglar, and I believe this to be true. You are the average of the people you spend the most time with. So
Say that again. I like that. That's a great quote. Say that again about the average.
You are the average of the people that you spend the most time with.
So think about that, folks. Think about the people you hang around with. The way they think, their minds, their attitude, what they do in life, what their goals are. And you are the average of all those different people. That ought to motivate some people, shouldn't it?
Absolutely. And I look at it that when you're walking, let's say I just recently came back from a trip to New York City, and I went with some friends. When you're walking down the street in New York City with your friends, you walk to their pace. So if you're with somebody that walks faster, you're going to end up walking a bit faster than you normally would.
Yep.
If they're a slow walker, you become a slow walker. But this is true about everybody you surround yourself with in life. If they're negative, you're going to tend to be more negative as well.
Just last week, we talked about, with a visit with somebody on the show, we talked about the fact that who you'll be in 5 years depends on the people you meet today and the books you read today. And I think both of those examples, yours and the one I just gave, are something to think about, folks. When we come back, there's a survey that's been conducted about opportunity in America, and we're going to tell you, Stacy Alcorn is going to give us a report on what that survey told us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Her new book is called Reach. Can you tell me?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.